Aledi Sean takes you through the afternoon. BBC Radio Wales.
Are you looking forward to seeing this on SVC?
I will watch it.
You won't watch it. Why?
Because I hate watching myself on television.
Did you used to watch yourself as a goalkeeper?
No.
Never? You've
no,
never watched any games?
No, I worked on the basis that if I made a mistake...
Yeah.
And I didn't know why I made it, then I'd go and ask somebody. If I knew a mistake and I knew what I was doing, then why would I want to watch it back? Why would I want to watch all that negative stuff back? The positive stuff, right?
Okay.
I was already feeling good. So where am I going to go from there?
But you would have been a student of the game. And then you would
brain.
Have had to study in order to become the master you have
I've
become.
I've got a brain, so I go and look at other sports.
Right.
I go and look at things like colour therapy, oils, which is quite interesting at that these days.
Okay.
So I mix my own oils. I try to get my own... Yeah, I did my own oils, to be fair, for the games. I did. I looked at getting a black shirt before anybody else because I thought sometimes you can't see a black shirt... at night games, so the striker left to take another look, so it buys me another couple of seconds.
Yes.
I looked at boxing, because I'm part boxing, gymnast, because I was part gymnast.
Yeah.
So, and then I looked at the hockey goalies, how they did it, and I looked at the rugby, how they hold the ball. So I studied all the other sports, because a goalkeeper is part of lots of different sports.
We didn't really find being objective about yourself beneficial at all. It just couldn't be bothered.
Well, I was always objective, because I'd come off the pitch and go, right, okay, how can I improve that?
Okay.
So looking back, I only look back to think, right, what did I do? I didn't need to see myself to know that because I knew what I did.
Mm.
And I just go from there, right? So, whatever happened.
Do you know what, Aledi? This is Nev, right? I could listen to him talk all day. We're just being quiet and just listening to him. He's amazing, isn't he?
The problem is, he's got to speak Welsh to you most of the day. And the last week, you've got to like meet up and have a pint outside of Nantgwrtheyrn. But obviously,
struggle because I don't drink and I don't speak Welsh.
All right, no, you'll be fine.
Hot chocolate.
It'd be amazing how much when you leave, you will have found this will be in
already.
There.
When we filled in that bit of paper the other day, I was quite happy of all the words I've learnt. So from learning none or knowing none to doing what I can do now, so I can actually start. What I try and do at night is read the book in Welsh.
Yes.
I don't look at the English whatsoever and try and work out the words.
Wonderful. I watch S4C, subtitles, everything's there,
I think
ready
you might
for
need
you.
Subtitles. Scouse Welsh is a new language.
Aledi Sean takes you through the afternoon. BBC Radio Wales.